100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. If I don't get the walks and the diet back in order, we'll see. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories, and the topic this week was WASP, and we got some stories in. That's how it goes. And, I drove down to the island yesterday, sat at the water's edge for a while. It was pretty nice. It was a little hot, so in the next few weeks, hopefully it'll cool off, although I hear in a few days we may be getting just a little bit of tropical storming. So, we'll see. I'll go ahead and let y'all listen to the stories, and after this I'll catch up with all the George stories to finish off the Talk Like a Pirate, 19 Days of George, whatever it is, and
The detective. I had been nursing my beer for hours, watching her, studying her. She was bold. She also fit in. Everybody laughed at her, but certainly stubborn. They told her to stop drinking, but she kept dunking them in. She was also aggressive. One guy that approached, whispering something to her, she slapped him so hard my hand was stinging. But when she and her four friends decided to sing and dance, they were all up together. She like the queen wasp. They like her helper wasps. Another disgusted look from the barman, and I was out. Another day done.
Hello. This is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com. And this is my entry for the 100 word weekly challenge number 961 with a prompt of WASP. Here's my story. When they arrived at Bamilda's cabin, the only thing moving was a wasp buzzing around under the eaves. All the residents of the meadow and their campers and vans were gone. Entering the cabin, they found it completely empty. All the furniture, food, and even Sabrina's clothes were missing. The only thing remaining was a dusty curio against the far wall. Bilbert peered through the cracked glass. "There's lots of cool stuff in here. I'm surprised no one took any of it." Bitterly, Sabrina said, "They would have if they could have. You need real magic to open this cabinet." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this story is called Sweet. I really don't know why they're not producing. Josh was new to the hobby, and if I'm honest, he wasn't the brightest. To be fair to him, though, he was trying his best, and had followed my instructions to the letter. So I found it somewhat surprising that, even with all my advice, he wasn't seeing results. "Let me take a look at your setup," I offered, and we headed outdoors. Everything looked okay. Then I took a closer look. I jumped back in alarm. "Well, I know why they're not producing honey," I said, batting away an attacking wasp. That's it. So until next time, goodbye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
It was carnage. Bodies everywhere. 20 kids, 2 teachers, and the bus driver, a few fatalities and many grievously injured. The driver was dead. That pleased me. I'd always hated that driver. He'd make snide remarks to me when I used to catch the bus to school, and I'd dread every journey, with him constantly leering at me in his rearview mirror. I'd vowed then to get my own back, and when I spotted his EpiPen peeking from the top of his pocket, I knew exactly what I was going to do. The hardest part was catching the wasp.
Hello everyone, Lazy here, and this is my story for this week. The shovel was crap. The ground was too hard. The body was, let's say, unbendable. And no one volunteered to help. Then there was the wasp. He tried to kill it, but he kept hitting the body, adding cuts to it. It really annoyed him that the coroner would think this guy had been tortured with a shovel. He had a reputation to protect, so he paid some low-level dude who drove by to dig the hole and dumped the 2 in it. Not his neatest work, but even a hitman has a bad day every now and then. And this was my story for this week, told by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Not Quite Our Kind, Dear. I was born a poor Catholic kid. My dad was bummed he couldn't be in the Klan. I was bummed I couldn't be a Mason. Screw that Knights of Columbus shit. Despite growing up in a Polish, Irish, Italian, Bavarian neighborhood, I never once dated a Catholic girl. Major uphill battle there. Basically, I went out with WASP women, Job's daughters, and later in life, junior leaguers. That's a story of pain and destruction. Now, for all you kids out there, a WASP is far from being a bug. They are the folk still running the show in America. White, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant. And that's it for this week. Good night, America. Wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
When you move into a house, there's things you can plan for, and there's things that plan for you. No point in getting all worked up, just make a list and deal with it. There was a wasp nest along the gutter of the house and a few more on the edges of the garage door. I bought some spray from Walmart and sprayed them all. Nothing flew out, so I figured they were old nests, long abandoned. I got a pole and knocked them down. Maybe they'll be back. Maybe they won't. Until then, I'll be ready for them.
All right, there we go. Hey, everybody. Yeah. I hope you enjoyed those stories. I sure did. And if you're looking forward to more stories, next week's weekly challenge topic, we're going with a pick 2. We're still slowly but surely. I can't believe it's almost October. Lost in Translation, Incapable, Wish, Chainsaw, too long and full of. So there you go. Maybe I should update that page with the ones everyone has sent in. It's getting to be a real long page there. Yeah, I'll be doing this for centuries at this point. Long live the king, I guess. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this. It's you that keeps it going, not me. I'm barely just scraping bottom here. And we'll see what's going on, and thank you, and as always, keep it brief.